The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to veto an effort by Congress to end American military support for the Saudi-led coalition in the war on Yemen. The White House says the resolution is inappropriate because it has not provided Saudis with combat troops. It also says the measure would harm relationships in the region and limit the U.S. ability to fight extremism. 2 weeks ago, Democrats and Republicans reintroduced the War Powers resolution to send a message to Riyadh about the war on Yemen and the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The resolution requires two-thirds majorities in both congressional chambers to overcome a Trump veto. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, is going to be with us. Let's have a look. Roger Bitchy. Do you have my voice? Do you have my voice?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give us a comment on this? President Trump has threatened to veto an effort by Congress to end American military support for Saudis. Can you make a comment on that, please? Because it says it has not provided Saudis with combat troops at the same time.
Yes. The question is, how are you going to explain this? There is a conflict between Donald Trump and the Congress over everything. The Democrats now control the lower house. There is going to be a fight over everything. Donald Trump has stated his position. If you're talking about his intentions, the principle is very clear. If you buy stuff from the United States will support you. The Saudi Arabia buys lots of stuff, military hardware from the United States. Trump treats the presidency like a corporation. In other words, if you buy stuff from the corporation, then you're okay and you can do whatever you want, including murdering your own journalist and killing people in Yemen. The other side of the coin is Europe, where Europe, according to the business principles, Donald Trump was not paying enough money into the United States, and so he attacked them, even though they're supposed to be their allies. So if you're looking for the intention behind this action, that's the intention.
Thank you. There's talk also about the U.S.'s fight on extremism. How is this even possible? It's almost ironic, isn't it?
Well, there's no coherence in Washington's policy anymore. There's no coherence there at all. First of all, the people are fighting among themselves. Secondly, the American people voted for Donald Trump for one reason, and that was to end the wars in the Middle East. Donald Trump has this some sense of loyalty to his people, the people that voted for him, and that's why he's trying to pull the troops out of Syria. But there's no coherent policy anymore. This doesn't mean that things aren't changing. It's just that Washington is no longer in control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. And even if they have fought Daesh, Iran was material in fighting Daesh, and it's always being blamed for supporting terror, whereas America has admitted time and again that it supported and created groups such as Daesh. Until today, it is supporting Wahhabi doctrine. So can you comment on that as well, please?
Yeah, the United States was supporting these groups to overthrow Syria. Syria was supposed to be a repeat of what happened to Libya. In Libya, it worked like a charm. They got these terrorist groups, these proxy warriors. They go all the way back to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. So they got one more group of people. They got them in. It worked in Syria. It worked in Libya. And so, okay, let's do it in Syria now. And it didn't work. And that's why I'm saying that Washington has lost control of the situation. They are no longer in control. They're supposed to keep some troops there. The main reason for that is to block Iran, because Israel is worried about Iran's encroachment into Syria. But if you look back on Americans' policy, The neoconservatives are the ones that created Iran as a regional power by defeating Saddam Hussein. So once again, there's no coherence here. There's a desire on the American people to get out of the Middle East, and there's no coherent policy how to bring that into effect.
Many thanks, Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars magazine. Culture Wars Online.